I believe Genesis because Jesus did.
Answers with Ken Ham, president of the Apologetics Ministry of Answers in Genesis.
You know, there are many Bible passages that show us how Christ himself viewed the book of Genesis. And because Jesus quoted directly from Genesis on a number of occasions, he treated it as real history. You know, that's the reason I take Genesis in a literal, straightforward way. Plus, Christ is not going to lead us to believe something is true if it's only myth or allegory. In Matthew 24, for instance, Jesus referred to Genesis when reminding people about the story of Noah. He warned them that just as there had been a real judgment by a flood, so there'll be coming judgment. He treated the event of Noah's flood as a real historical event. And then in Matthew 19, Jesus Christ quoted directly from Genesis about the creation of Adam and Eve. He showed that the meaning of marriage is built on the literal events of Genesis. And in John chapter 5, Jesus said, "If you don't believe the writings of Moses, which included Genesis, how could you believe his words?" It's absolutely vital that we believe this book.
We want to equip you to have answers to help defend your Christian faith. One great tool is our award-winning magazine called Answers. We'll send you a sample copy of this great-looking magazine for your donation of any amount. Call us 24 hours a day, toll-free at 1-888-89-ANSWERS. That's 888-89-ANSWERS. Or if it's easier, go to our website of answersoffer.org.